There are statements in the Bible that talk about a resurrection. A resurrection of life and a resurrection of judgment and other forms. That's what we want to talk about this evening is the resurrection. There's somebody in the resurrection. What does that mean? What does being in the resurrection mean? In this lesson, we want to notice 3 points in concerning this resurrection and what it does mean. First of all, we must have a resurrected life. We will have a resurrected life, and that we will live forever in heaven. By those, you can see that we're addressing Christians. But non-Christians, we don't want to leave out as well. We want to encourage non-Christians to be obedient to the gospel, and we want to encourage Christians to continue living in the resurrection. In this lesson, as far as the objective goes or purpose we should be able to understand the importance of a resurrected life as it relates to the eternal life, eternal resurrection, and life in heaven with God. My part in this, and my hope in this, is to encourage or exhort you, those living a resurrected life, to continue to do so. And to encourage those who are not living in the resurrected life to start. That is my hope in this lesson. Turn your Bibles over with me to 1 John chapter 3, and in verse 2. John has written there for us, "Beloved, now are we children of God, and it is not yet made manifest what we shall be. We know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him,